Something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits, and Celine Daly is here. She is an advanced dermatology nurse practitioner. And Celine, we should all be wearing Factor 50.
Like when I say Factor 50 to people, they, oh my God, they look at you like you're crazy. And years ago, Factor 50 was a gloopy, gluey, white,
cream,
acne-causing rottenness. But now there's so many different formulations. There's formulations for people who have acne, there's formulations for people who have eczema, and there's great facial ranges, then there's body ranges, and the price is coming down. I mean, you can spend a lot of money on sunscreen, and if you like your sunscreens, like I like my particular formulations, that's great. There's a couple of formulations I want to talk about, though. The spray mist ones, the aerosol can ones, are great, but research has shown they can fail you. So what people do is they typically go outside on a windy day, they spray an aerosol factor 30 or 50 on their skin, but actually the wind carries most of
it. It flies away, yeah.
And because there's a lot of gas in those canisters, you're not getting a lot of bang for buck, because there's only about maybe a third to maybe to a half SPF, and then the gaseous content takes up half of the canister or the bottle. So just be careful if you're using aerosol cans that you're using enough of them, that you're not using them outside because the wind will take them away, and that you're spraying all the areas of your skin. Invisible formulations are great because people like to use them, but again, it's invisible and you may miss certain parts of your skin.
Yeah.
If you have an acne type skin, go into your local pharmacy who have great formulations for people who get blocked pores as well. And remember, sunscreen is only one part of a whole SunSmart code. So go back to the builders on the building site. In Australia and in parts of the UK now, it's illegal for you to take your top off in building sites. So health and safety, we'll monitor. And you have to have sunscreen in your as part of your toolkit along with your high vis and all the rest of it. But you have to leave your top on. Now, the great thing, again, there's clothing that is cooling. That obviously you don't have to put somebody wear a jumper on a building site, but there are clothes you can get that are cooling clothes. You know, the ones you wear when you're working out and stuff like that, and keep the top on. So sunscreen will always fail if it's used by itself. It has to be used along with keeping the clothing on, wearing sunglasses, wearing a hat, and seeking shade between 11 and 3. That's where Irish people fail down all the time. I live in Strandhill in Sligo, and it's a fabulous place to live. But I see families arriving at 8 o'clock in the morning and staying all day out all day long, not ever having a break. Spanish people, Italian people, French people, you'll see them having a break in the middle of the day. They take the kids in and the animals inside, have a siesta, have something to eat, and then go back out again.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't be outside all day in weather like this week.
Yeah.
If you have an underlying medical condition, or if you have children that are small or older people, they can get dehydrated very fast in like low 20s. So again, it's about being prepared. It's about having your sunglasses, having your hat. Know where you're going to be in the middle of the day and have some shade, get some food into you and drink plenty of water. And yes, use your sunscreen. But use your sunscreen as part of that wider program being SunSmart.
Okay, thanks so much, Celine. There is Celine Daly, Advanced Dermatology Nurse Practitioner on Ireland's Classic Hits.